Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Not surprised. So here we are. Yeah. It's been the deal's been in place for a while now. And here we go.
That's Albert Breer. Just a few minutes ago as the news broke, welcome back Grant and Danny on the Fan. You just heard from Toby Altizer. Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers is happening. A one-year deal. Rodgers on his way to Pittsburgh to sign with an AFC contender. I mean, Pittsburgh's got a championship defense, Danny.
Yeah.
As long as TJ Watt, a DPOY, is there, and as long as Mike Tomlin and that staff are maintained, they're going to be a top half of the league defense as a floor. And when things are going well and they got the right personnel in the second and third levels, they're going to be an elite defense. And they have been over the last couple of years. They just haven't been able to figure out quarterback. And I'm the kind of guy who does not think that a similar situation is going to work out differently the next time. And so we played this game with the Jets. They had the awesome defense. They were the team that was a quarterback away. They brought in Aaron Rodgers and said, get us over the hump, get us to the Super Bowl. And it exploded in their face. Now the Steelers are going, it'll be different this time with us. And maybe they feel like if it wasn't for the Achilles, it would have been different for the Jets. I don't know. But I know that he was healthy last year and they sucked. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't very good. So at 42 years old, I'm just not that interested. It's not a personal thing. Frankly, it's funny. You know, all of the conspiracy theories and the podcasts and all the other stuff, like that's not how I would operate if I ran a team. We'd have people that vote for everybody in my locker room and people that say crazy things on all sides in my locker room. It's about football to me. And when we get in here in the Brotherhood, we're just going to talk about and function over the football. And if you want to have discussions otherwise, they better be civil, but we could do that. I don't really care one way or the other if I'm an NFL GM or executive about how divisive a Rodgers hiring is. That's somebody else's problem. It's not mine. It's not like this guy's a criminal. It's not like he's, you know, gotten in trouble with the law or something like that. If people don't like him because of his personality or his views or his opinions, I'm sorry, you got to find a way to deal with that because he's a football player. I just don't see him as that helpful of a quarterback. He's better than Rudolph. But
so what?
Where does he get you now? Maybe they win a playoff game? You're not going on a run in the AFC with Allen, Jackson, Burrow, Mahomes. I don't see it.
Here's the thought. If you're Pittsburgh, you go, our culture is better than almost anybody else's. If you can't make it here, you can't make it anywhere. We will fold you in, and you're going to act as if. You're going to do the right thing. The Jets don't have that. The Jets were talented a couple of years ago when he hurt his Achilles, and that roster was pretty decent, but the Jets don't have an established culture. The Jets have basically been a joke for a long, long time. Pittsburgh has not been. Now, it's a punchline to some that they lose in the first round of the playoffs every year. They lose the wild card game, and that's fine, but that is one of these still models of consistency where you go back to, you know, 2010, it's a lot of 12, 12, 11, 10, 11, 13, 12 win seasons in there. And that's across many different players. It's the steady things or Mike Tomlin, the way the organization is run. You fold in the guy that's loud and controversial and attention drawing and whatever. And if you're going to get something, if there's one org that would get something out of him this year, it might be Pittsburgh. honestly. There are a handful that I would say I trust. I would trust Baltimore. I would trust Pittsburgh. I would trust, you know, maybe a couple others at this point with a track record of proven success and being stable and solid. Maybe that's the thinking. But because, again, I think we've pointed this out a million times. It's really hard to find a quarterback. Sometimes, you know, it's the second quarterback you take in the draft that given year that turns out to be the better guy 3 years later. Sometimes it's the sixth rounder. Sometimes it's the guy that goes 1-1 or 1-2, whatever. Pittsburgh has not been in a good spot to acquire quarterbacks the conventional way. They've had to do this Russell Wilson dance every single year. So when your first rounder, Kenny Pickett, stinks, you're back in the trough again. And they're basically saying, this is our best chance to get over that 10-7 pretty good type range.
Last thing before we get to the calls, 800-636-1067. We'll hit him in a second. When I have a hard and fast stance on something, I like to at least dive into my take to make sure, if I'm starting from that reality, like how accurate is it? Is it possible that Rodgers is actually still really good and he just hasn't played like it in 3+ seasons? Because people forget his final season in Green Bay was okay. Even solid, I would say.
It was the first sign that it wasn't going to be the same anymore.
Correct. Exactly right. It was MVP, MVP, fell off to whatever that was. It was middling, like middle of the pack NFL starter stuff, which is fine if it doesn't come with a ton of baggage and CNN wanting to come talk to him and do interviews. And, you know, I don't do celebrity backup quarterbacks. I'd prefer to not really do world news starting quarterbacks either if I could help it. But if you're playing at a championship level, I'll deal with a lot of things. But if you look at his numbers from last season, part of how they were as good as they were, he actually finished pretty well. He had a 4-touchdown, 1-pick game in a useless game against Miami where, you know, neither team was going to the playoffs. But he had a 3-touchdown, no-pick game in Jacksonville, 32-25 win that day. Like the majority, I should say, of his really good performances were toward the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you could say that meant that he was further away from the injury, so he was improving. I guess that's possible. You could say, well, the elite season was lost. They're a bad team. They're throwing a lot. That's probably also very much a factor. That might be the most important question here is, how much does he have left? I mean, he was so good. People sleep. He was so good for so long.
You know how much bold ink is on that page?
Oh, my God. Aaron Rodgers is my number two quarterback of all time. Now, weird timing because Chris Russell just walked into the studio, so this will start some kind of feud. But he's my number two ever. I got Peyton Manning one, I got Aaron Rodgers two, and then Tom Brady three. Like, that's how good Rodgers was for me at one point in time. 4-time MVP. But here we are with him just playing out the string.
Yeah, this is Farvey. And the only thing missing was the Vikings, honestly. And I think that's just timing.
But it almost happened.
Seriously.
That if it wasn't the Steelers, it would have been the Vikings.
Right.
If Pittsburgh wasn't an option, the exact Favre thing would have happened.
Yeah, history repeated itself. The good old boy, the guy that everybody rooted for, that everyone loved, and different reasons and how
did
it happened.
Did he go Jets-Vikings, or did he go Vikings-Jets?
Jets-Vikings.
Guy.
Favre.
Come on.
And he went from hero, then you see, like, you know, all the stuff with Jen Sturger and how he wasn't the awesome guy that everyone thought, and now there's, you know, more post-career about Favre.
Have you watched that doc yet?
I have.
How is it?
It's not the greatest document in the world, but it
reminds me. I have to skip past it every night. One of these nights, I'm going to bite.
It's not that long. It reminds you, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, that too. Like, again, maybe not the guy that everyone thought. So to me, he annoyed me to no end because he didn't feel like doing the normal NFL thing where he made the kicker and a couple other guys that come fly to his house and beg him to come back, and he would skip most of training camp or whatever and, you know, throw a bunch of picks, and everyone would say, oh, shucks, he's such a good old boy because he throws it hard. And he was annoying. Aaron's annoying for his own kind of reasons, right? But the history, it happened, where you went, you know, it's like Harvey Dent in The Dark Knight, where you're either die the hero, live yourself long enough to become the villain. And both of them have.
That would have been so...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, perfect if he went to the Vikings. The guy he always hated. It just followed his exact career arc.
I learned about watching you.
Let's go to Steve in Silver Spring.
What's up, boys?
Hey, dude.
So I'm a lifelong Jet fan, and I've been suffering, but I
sorry,
watched
dude.
Every game last year. And, yeah, I know, it's like having herpes. I can say that he can still throw a ball. He can still throw a ball, and Nathaniel Hackett was a way bigger problem. The offensive line was a way bigger problem. And frankly, his lack of sync with the offense early in the season from him waiting to come to camp was a problem. But he can still throw a ball.
Still has that release, still has that touch.
I think he'll be able to still throw a ball when he's 60, if I'm being honest. Like, we're talking about one of the great arms in terms of accuracy, touch, poise, the back shoulder throws on the sideline, ever. This is an all-time passer of the football. But his mobility is down, which was a huge part of his game. He holds on to the ball a lot. He's not O-line friendly at this point. And some of the other things just naturally, as you get a little bit older, dissipate a little bit. But yeah, I think if you get a well-blocked play where he's in a clean pocket and somebody's got a couple of feet in front of a DB, he's going to put the ball where it needs to be.
He's as good as anybody, yeah.
Paul's in Alexandria. What's up, Paul?
G&D. What's going on, guys?
Hey, dude.
How are you?
Good, man. Beautiful day. But yeah, I would say this. If Aaron Rodgers was able to, like, put something together, get his stuff together, right, and put up, like, a magical season, it would be great for the league. It would be great TV. It would be great all the bad for the Ravens, bad for the Bengals, whatever. But the eyeball test tells me that, you know, Pittsburgh's like, you know, latching on to something that's not going to happen, and Aaron Rodgers is trying to get paid one more time. I don't see it happening.
So I think I'm in the minority on this. It's a good phone call. Thank you. I would love to see him have a great season and the Steelers be really, really good. I know they were awesome for a long time, so there's not a lot of empathy for their lack of playoff success, certainly around the DMV, I'm sure, but in most cities in the league. But I just think the NFL's better when the Pittsburgh Steelers are in the mix in the AFC. And I have the ability, I'm not patting myself on the back, this is just a reality, I don't really hold like people's opinions and politics and all that stuff against them when it comes to work or friendships or, you know, whatever life is. Not everyone can do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even saying I disagree or agree with any of his points, because I agree with everybody listening right now. Like every single one of you.
Yeah, all of you.
On everything you think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think they're right about all of it.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine thinking the opposite?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Not me.
But I'm not going to be rooting against him after watching his documentary because he's a weirdo. He's a goose. I mean, let's just call it what it is. That is a silliest of geese. I watched way too much of, he went on Joe Rogan's podcast recently. And I couldn't, it was like watching a car crash. I couldn't turn it off. They just hopped from one topic to the next. And it's like, my God, this is incredible. This is an interesting person. That's the best I can do for you, right? Having said that, I'm not considering root against him. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks of my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the greatest QBs I'll ever see. If I could get one more prime Aaron Rodgers season, the prime's wrong, but really good one.
Right, really good one, yeah.
And with a hallmark organization like the Steelers, that's great for football. I'll root for that. I think most people will root hard against him, especially now root hard against the Steelers.
Yeah, I'm a root hard against. Not necessarily because, again, you can have as many out there, quote-unquote, opinions as you want. I don't care about that. I care when you behave like a jackass. To me, he's now risen to jackass.
Yes, he has. 1,000%. The same way that I'm like anti—well, not the same way. Like an Antonio Brown type guy that commits crimes and does things and is in trouble with the law and is shooting guns in the air. Like, to me, that's
way, further way, down the spectrum.
Further
yes.
down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to say, like, Jake Paul, I don't know that he's ever been arrested. I think he's a jackass. Like, Aaron Rodgers is the same way. I'm not rooting for him. Mm-hmm. I have no positive energy toward watching a game and going, come on, Aaron, make the throw, make the throw.
Come on, A-Rodge.
But I think it would be good for football if he and the Steelers have success together this year. That's all I'm saying. And as a football fan, I'd like to see it. But I am way past rooting for this guy. He just feels like a really divisive figure, even within buildings. Like, look at the last two places he left. The Packers are so much better off after he left. He was the problem, obviously, not them. And the Jets, it's like is it a meme or a gif? I guess the gif of the little girl on the playground with like the explosion behind her. Like the Jets building is just
it's chaos.
Torn apart. He's like the Joker walking away from the hospital, hitting the button, and it blows up behind him.
That's what it feels like.
Coaches, GMs, everyone is worse off.
In the wake of doing business with him,
Will's in Beltsville. What's up, Will?
Hey, Will.
Guys, I'm 57 years old. I've been a Steeler fan my entire life. I can't stand Aaron Rodgers. He beat us in the Super Bowl. It's blasphemy for me to have him come in and play quarterback for us. To me, his nickname is Check Down Rodgers, because that's all he does is check down and throw interceptions. And the same way he destroyed the Jets, he's going to do the same crap here. And I'm not going to watch the Steelers. I'm going to watch the Commanders.
You're breaking up. Welcome to our thing. That's fine. We'd love to have you. Watch Washington games. That's just fine. The thing for the Steelers, though, this may be the perfect deal. They need someone to put some TNT underneath them, light the match, and walk away. You need to probably have a bad year. Seriously.
You
can keep limping on doing 9 wins a season and gutting together with special teams wins and like a 7-6 game.
Mason Rudolph had that covered.
Yeah.
You don't need Aaron Rodgers to do that.
No, but you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people lose
like
gigs
just
and an explosion.
Yeah, you wanted a team implosion from Aaron Rodgers. I'm just saying there's also the chance that he plays well and that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And Mason Rudolph was going to have the 10-loss season covered. I really believe that. By the way, categorically incorrect on Rodgers in terms of, philosophically, checking it down is actually good, not bad. So that's not the pejorative that he thinks it is. But also, there's never been a quarterback in NFL history that threw fewer interceptions than Aaron Rodgers as a percentage. 1.4% of his attempts. He's the best all-time. All-time. At avoiding interceptions.
And the best all-time at adjusted yards gained per pass attempt. A.K.A., when you drop back, who's gained the most yardage? Aaron Rodgers is the leader in history of the NFL.
No, everyone will kill me and say it's the hottest take ever to put him number two all-time. Not if you're using numbers. Not if you're really diving into any of the details. And it's a pick your own. It's like, which pizza do you like best? That's an impossible thing to answer. If you say Brady, everyone's going to agree with you. He has the most Super Bowls. He's the best winner of all time. Say Peyton Manning, that makes sense too. Rodgers, to me, is one of the greatest to ever do it. But one thing you cannot say factually about him is he turns the ball over a lot. He literally led the NFL 6 times the interception rate, and all time is number one in that category.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.